Bock, Richard. Richard Bock, born 1906, SS Unterscharfuhrer, served as a driver in the Auschwitz motor pool. Bock was a good friend of former Auschwitz inmate Adolf Rogner, a convicted fraudster and perjurer, whose long series of lies was instrumental in initiating the investigations that later ended in the infamous Frankfurt Auschwitz show trial. Bock was interrogated twice by the fact-finding branch of the public prosecutors at the Frankfurt District Court. His description of a homicidal gassing that he claims to have witnessed is full of absurd, contradictory, and technically impossible statements. As such, it has been a source of mockery by Holocaust skeptics. For more details, see Rudolph 2003 D, 2023, pages 457-459. During the first interrogation, he claimed that the gassing took place in the summer of 1943, while in his second interrogation, he moved the event to the winter of 1942-1943. Although it was strictly forbidden for him as an unauthorized person to be present at the alleged gassings, or during an execution in a gravel pit, that he also claimed to have witnessed, he claims that he simply drove to the gas chamber, or accompanied SS men, quote, a few meters behind, unquote, on their way to the execution. 10 minutes after the gas had been poured into the alleged gas chamber, the doors were opened. There was no ventilation, so the room would have been full of the colorless gas, but Bock saw, quote, a bluish cloud floating over a gigantic pile of corpses, and this blue vapor floated over the corpses, from which I assumed that it was a gas, unquote. Since hydrogen cyanide gas is colorless, this was nothing more than a product of his wild imagination, stemming from the misleading German name of hydrogen cyanide, Blausäure equals blue acid. An unventilated room full of poison gas would have killed anyone trying to extract the corpses, and would also have endangered the lives of the SS men claimed to have supervised the process. Last but not least, Bock spread the well-worn lie that, from the crematorium located right next to the motor pool office, he, quote, could see every day how the flames shot 2 meters high out of the chimney. It also smelled intensively like burned flesh, unquote. Yet the chimneys of cremation furnaces fired with coke, which burns almost flamelessly, cannot emit any flames, and a cremation furnace is not a barbecue grill, but an incineration device operating at such high temperatures that the only scent would have been that of a normal coke-fueled fire. In 1972, Bock was interviewed on behalf of the British Imperial War Museum. In that interview, he not only repeated the story of the blue haze hovering over the corpses, but he moreover insisted that, during their death struggle, the victims had piled themselves up in pyramids. Bock plagiarized this claim from Mick Loss-Neasley, whose false tale had been serialized in a prominent German periodical in 1961. See Rudolph 2024 and the entry on Mick Loss-Neasley. Auschwitz according to Richard Bock. Courtesy of French revisionist cartoon artist Conk. The victims were pushed into the gas chamber. The door was closed and Zyklon B introduced. There was a wait of a few minutes. And when the door was opened, quote, I was surprised that the inmate commando assigned to remove the bodies entered the chamber without gas masks, although this blue vapor floated over the corpses, from which I assumed that it was a gas, unquote. That is impossible. Everyone would have been dead. A room filled with Zyklon B gas has to be ventilated for hours. The manufacturer recommends 20 hours, even with gas masks, it would not have been possible.